or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318.
North Star Bank believes that banking should be simple. That's why North Star Bank offers products and services that are simple to access, simple to understand, and simple to use.
Hi, this is Jenna Zimmerman, account specialist at North Star Bank's Bad Axe branch. When you open an account with North Star Bank, you will enjoy services and features for easy, stress-free banking. With My Card Rules, you can take full control of your card and set card controls, add restrictions, and receive transaction alerts. Mobile banking users find mobile deposit convenient, as you can deposit a check by simply taking a picture with your smartphone. Have you tried Bill Pay yet? With Bill Pay, you can view, schedule, and pay bills from one centralized place. Direct deposit is another convenient service that allows you to receive payments faster and more secure than before. From your paycheck to Social Security payment, it automatically deposits your funds into your account.
To learn how to make your banking experience wondrously simple, visit your local North Star Bank branch. Mobile deposit and bill pay are available to online banking customers. North Star Bank, guiding the way. Member FDIC.
Final score, Kingston 64, North Huron 22. Kingston improves to 9-0 in the season and now lines up with their big game on Friday against the International Academy of Flint. In Flint on Friday against the Phoenix, against the Cardinals. What bird will last all 32 minutes? Of course, Flint International, the only NCTL game that Kingston lost last season. And I'm sure that is on top of the mind for Dave Lester and his Cardinals.
I'm going to tell you that International has two players that are just absolutely super. Beyond that, I think they're human. You know what I mean? There's one kid that plays on the inside. He's just unstoppable. And another one on the outside who is just quicker than grease lightning. It was just unbelievable to watch him play.
Well, let's take you through the stats here from tonight. At the end of the first quarter, Kingston actually was leading quite handily. And it was not until the 3-minute and 50-second mark in the first quarter that North Huron got on the board with a free throw. Mind you, Kingston scored 3 seconds into the ballgame with 7:57 left in the first. Kingston was leading at the end of the first, 18-5, and then they outscored North Huron 19-10 in the second quarter to take a 22-point lead into halftime, 37-15. In the third quarter, they really turned the heat up a little bit and outscored North Huron 18-4. Just 2 field goals allowed by North Huron in the second quarter, in that third quarter. And then the fourth quarter, they brought in the second shift, and they still outscored North Huron 9-3 for a 42-point victory, 64-22. Kingston was led by Evan Neff. He did all of his damage in three quarters with 27 points. He really didn't play for the final 12 minutes in this ballgame. After that, we had Quinn Bocard with 10 points, 6 points for Marcos Sainz de la Cuesta with 6, 5 points for Trayton Wensloff, 4 points for each Ronnie Lemke, Aaron Kaler, and Kendall Geister. 2 points each for Caleb Goss, Jack Green, and that rounds out your scoring for Kingston. From the free throw line, they were 18 of 26 for 69%. They had 8 turnovers in the night. That's 5 better than North Huron's 13, and they had 28 total rebounds, 7 more rebounds than the Warriors. That was 21 on the defensive glass, 7 offensive rebounds for Kingston. For the North Huron Warriors, they were led by Brad Hoody with 10 points. He did not score in that fourth quarter either. He had 8 points at half, just 2 in the second half. 5 points for Will Case off 2 field goals and 1 of 3 free throw shooting. And then 2 points each for Joe Weiss, Joey Zaleski, and Noah Koth. And 1 point for Tyler Moore on 1 of 4 free throws. Speaking of free throws, North Huron was 4 of 16 from the free throw line for 25%. Like I said, 13 turnovers, 5 more than Kingston, and 7 less rebounds with 21. 15 defensive rebounds, 6 offensive glass. Dominating fashion, Kingston rolls their 9th victory of the season.
As far as the North Huron Warriors, they were, for the entire game, 9 for 51 for 17%. That pretty much told the story right there. As you were wondering in the first half for the Kingston Cardinals, going 11 for 28 at 39%, could they actually improve upon that? The answer is yes. They were 11 for 24. 4 less shots, but they did shot the percentage up to 45%. Grand total, 22 for 52, 42%.
Impressive showing from Kingston, and you see why they're 9-0, and you see why they've been having the dominating streak of number of years here. this is the second time in a row, or second time in 3 years, that Kingston, I do believe, started out 9-0.
You know, they have a lot of really hardworking talent, and you know, obviously there's a couple of kids that are just really super. But you look at you know, the inside. This young man, Quinn Bouchard, he just he became the second man for Kingston to have double figures. And it just was really impressive as far as, you know, like I said, where he came from 4 years ago to where he is right now. Probably the most improved player in the entire Thumb area in his position. So, you know, hats off to the Kingston Cardinals. They really made short work of it, and on to Flynn International.
And, John, I was the most accurate in the Sure Health crystal ball forecast. So that means I have the 2-1 lead now on the season as we move into our next broadcast here on Friday.
How could I have said, you know, like, okay, Kingston by 42? Which way would you have gone?
I would have gone under on that one. I know that. So, John Mooney, we're, of course, doubleheader week here on the WLW Sports Network. And now we shift our attention back to the Greater Thumb West as the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers have a big one against the USA Patriots. USA trying to stay in as far as close to the driver's seat as possible in the West. They're one game back from Reese, already lost to Reese once, and now they're just trying to get back to that rematch with Reese all in one piece.
This is an important week for Lakers. You know, they not only have the USA, but they also have
Bad X tomorrow.
Well.
Yeah.
So this is going to be do or die kind of situation. It's too early to say that kind of stuff.
We'll see what that all brings out. Coverage will start on Friday from USA at approximately about 7 p.m. on Sports Radio 102.1 and live and worldwide, as always, on WLWSports.com. John Mooney, final thoughts here from Kindy, Michigan.
Well, this is, like I said, an interesting game. You really can't put your head down if you're a fan.
No.
You miss the action. And if you're trying to take stats
yeah,
at the same
about
time,
it.
Yeah, just forget about it. But somehow we persevered, and on to the next game. It ought to be a good one, too.
Tonight's presentation was brought to you by Thumb Sailor, DS Services of Cass City, here in Daily Tribune, Kohler Propane, More Motors of Carroll, and More Shoreline of Sebring, North Star Bank, D&M Cabinet Shop, Valley Enterprises, Fine and Schmidt Insurance Agency, Port Austin State Bank, and Sure Health. Sure Health. Better health. Better life. Are you sure? So on behalf of our entire broadcast team pushing the buttons back in the studio, keeping them busy tonight, that'd be Chandler Pulaski. To the right of me, in-game analysis, John Mooney. I'm Clark Ramsey, producer and host of this broadcast. We hope you enjoyed tonight's game. We certainly did. It was a thriller. Despite the lopsided victory, it was still exciting from start to finish. It's great to see a lot of great athletes on that court tonight. Once again, we'll be back on air on Friday from USA as we'll be debuting our Eger Valley courtside seats. With backrests, even, from the stands of USA. Should be a great one in the Greater Thumb West rivalry between USA and Lakers. Coverage starts at 7 p.m. If you want to go back and listen to this broadcast, go tomorrow to WLWSports.com. You'll see the replay there, or just download us on iTunes. We're now in podcast format on Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, Spotify, wherever else we are. On behalf of John Mooney, my name is Clark Ramsey. Thank you for listening tonight. Stay safe, stay off those roads, and we'll see you Friday once again. Right here on your Hardwood home for Hardwood Hoops, the WLW Sports Network. Final score, Kingston 64, North Huron 22. We'll see you Friday.
This has been a presentation of the WLEW Sports Network, powered by Agra Valley Services, on Sports Radio 102.1 FM and live and worldwide at WLEWSports.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Just search for WLEW Sports. Your hardwood home for high school hoops is the WLEW Sports Network.